The heavy doors swung open. Oberschauerführer Steinberg entered the room, accompanied by two guards, machine guns in hand. Arste, heraus! All doctors, outside, he shouted impatiently. My two colleagues and I and the lab assistant left the room. Steinberg and the two SS soldiers halted halfway between the two crematoriums. The Ober gave me a sheaf of papers he had been holding in his hand, on which there was a list of numbers, and told me to find mine and strike it out. The papers contained the tattoo numbers of every man in the Sonderkommando. I took out my pen, and after hunting for a while, found my number and drew a line through it. He then told me to do the same for my comrades. This done, he accompanied us to number one gate and told us to return to our room and not to leave it. We did as ordered. The following morning, a 5-truck convoy arrived in the crematorium courtyard and dumped out its cargo of bodies, those of the old Sonderkommando. A new group of 30 men carried them to the incineration room, where they were laid out in front of the ovens. Terrible burn scars covered their bodies. Their faces and clothing were so charred that it was all but impossible to identify them, especially since their tattoo numbers had disappeared. After death by gas, on the pyre, by chloroform injections, by a bullet in the back of the neck, by phosphorus bomb, here was a sixth way of killing, which I had not previously discovered. During the night, our comrades had been taken into a nearby forest and killed by flamethrowers. That we four were still alive did not by any means signify that they wanted to spare us, but simply that we were still indispensable to them. In allowing us to remain alive, Dr. Mengele had merely granted us another reprieve. Once again, the thought gave us neither comfort nor joy. And my interjection, the pointless slaughter of thousands of Sonder to preserve a secret that everyone knew of, but then, as today, power imagines that as long as plausible deniability can be manufactured, history invented, can be rewritten once safely past current embarrassments.